Happy New Year and welcome to the Marking Time Podcast, episode 121. To mark the end of the decade, we look back on some of our favorite Canadian records of the past 10 years. And to do a proper job, we'll split the decade over this show and the next, highlighting three noteworthy albums per year. We begin in the summer of 2010, when Montreal's Land of Talk released their groundbreaking LP, Cloak and Cipher. Featuring guests from Stars, the Besnard Lakes, Winter Sleep, and Arcade Fire, this record is an undeniable classic. And from it, here's the swirling, driving single, Swift Coin.
volvemos a escuchar su voz. Tingaling, tingaling, tingaling. Ey, con piel de chocolate nos vamos a bailar. Que cuando el sol se apaga nos vamos a intoxicar. ¿Qué dice?
MarkingTime.ca.
Sidewalk ends. You had come to watch planes dropping from the sky. The sea rose and fell again. You turned your back to the ashen wind and put your hands across my eyes. You said I love you in a timeless way, but these are strange days. Must be careful what we say. Maybe this is what we've been. Maybe a forgotten scene from someone else's dream. Maybe this is someone's dream. Cold room when I'm holding out
Honestly, it's been a while since I revisited Toronto's Ketch Harbor Wolves and their stunning 2010 release, Anachronisms, which features that spare and beautiful track, Ghost Town, Someone's Dream. If you've not heard it before, I strongly suggest giving it a listen. It's truly magnificent. Also from 2010, we recalled Vancouver's Pacifica and their song, Chocolat, from the memorable LP, Super Magique. Their harmonies and world music vibe is truly undeniable. In 2011, Ron Sexsmith released his acclaimed album, Long Player Late Bloomer. Produced by Bob Rock, it features some of his most memorable and commercially successful songs, including this gem, Love Shines.
In every nowhere town, there are somewhere dreams. Patiently holding out, grab the brass ring to see their dream come true. Sends a spark through the darkened hole of the mind till light appears in happy tears. That's where my love shines. Quiet in mind, the silent days. To see ourselves defined by our embrace, and I long to hold you with all my might as through the night I. Fireflies, that's where our love shines. Somewhere dreams. Gracefully reaching out to polar streams. And I've seen what love can do. I understand. It's like the candle. Have wondered how life would be if
I were you and you were me, I wonder how different the world would seem. If I were you and you were me, but I'll never know. I'll never know. I could spend all my time wondering if it could be so, but I'll never know. My brother, he tells me we can't assume anything that we can't prove. The only thing upon which we can rely is what we see with our own eyes. But I'll never know. I'll never know. I could spend all my time wondering if it could be so, but I'll never know. Stop, never spin again. It's something he knows, 'cause he read it in a book. And though I may someday, I've yet to take a look. But I'll never know. I'll never know. I could spend all my time. Am I the way I am? 'Cause I was born in May. 'Cause I was fourth in line. 'Cause it was early in the day. Oh, why must we try to explain everything in every way? Whoa, I'll never know. Spend all my time wondering if it could be so, but I'll never know. But I'll never know.
This is the Marking Time Podcast.
Bells will ring, the choir will sing.
When Torquil Campbell isn't making ridiculously good music with stars, he produces records with his side project Memphis. His wry observations and sick hooks are simply breathtaking, as evidenced there on Apocalypse Pop Song from 2011's Here Comes the City. That album also includes I Am the Photographer, which we featured way back on episode 4 and is honestly one of the most haunting songs I've ever heard. 2011 also saw the release of New Brunswicker David Miles' breakout record, Into the Sun, and from it we played I'll Never Know. There's a special honesty to David's music, and it really comes through in his live shows, as those of us who've seen him can attest. Let's head west now to Victoria, BC, and Jets Overhead's stellar 2012 release, Boredom and Joy, which in addition to the title track produced this jangly delight entitled Beach Dream.
I was listening to Cactus. Man, you really gotta practice if you wanna get that heavy. She was there on the highway, and her eyes said, "Going my way." And I loved her in an instant, like a Turkish cymbal crashing. Got high, got higher. Was it smoke or true desire? Did we
we start that forest fire as we flicked away the ashes. My spider sense was tingling. I fell apart at a party, drinking red wine and Bacardi. My constitution ain't that hardy, and I'm not much good at mingling. The wind blew, it was blowing. I said, baby, where we going? And a rooster started crowing, and the sun was coming up.
The Marking Time Podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, to be clear, this isn't a countdown. But if I had to pick a Canadian record of the decade, it would be Kathleen Edwards' iconic LP, Voyageur. Every song is a novel in miniature, detailing heartaches laid bare. We featured the track Mint, but honestly, you can't go wrong with any of the selections on the album. Absolutely perfect songcraft on display. And from his home base in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Joel Plaskett released his masterpiece, Scrappy Happiness, back in 2012, which includes the effortlessly fun North Star. It's pretty much impossible not to sing along to Joel's songs. Moving along to 2013, we shine our MTP spotlight on PEI Quartet and all-around excellent gents, Paper Lions. From their acoustic EP, here's a beautiful treatment of their childhood retrospective, Sandcastles.
July breeze is calling me from fast asleep. I'm on my feet over the lands under our wheels from shifting hills, umbrella seas. The wooden walk we'd run, mapping out the day, following the sun.
Knowing that they wash away, we build sandcastles.
The Marking Time Podcast. Seriously good music.
Great releases in 2013 that it was tough to narrow them down to three, but BC stalwart JP Maurice gave us the dynamite recording The Arborist that year, and from it we heard the emotionally charged Get Mad. Young Galaxy's Ultramarine also made it on our list from 2013 as we featured What We Want, a delectable blend of Stephen Ramsey's beats and tasty vocals from Catherine McCandless. I really miss that band and hope we hear more from them down the line. From 2014 now, we lead off with the aforementioned Stars and their gorgeous album, No One Is Lost. From it, here's the track, You Keep Coming Up.
We move in circles, we move in straight lines. We play across the peak, we play in strict time. I got a synthesizer, we've got binoculars. I'll pretend I am him. Okay, I'll make like I am her. When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. You gotta give it away so you can get it for free.
You keep coming up, coming up, coming up.
I got
like a harbor sings through the concrete, like a highway rolls in your childhood dreams. I'm a wild abandoned ray of heat, and I'm coming for you like a stampede. I'm coming for you like a driving rain. I'm coming for you like a storm unchained. I'm coming for you like a third refrain. In a heavy heart there's a sea of light, secret until dead of night, where the deeper meanings dare to fight. And I'm coming for you like a voice inside. I'm coming for you like a final round. I'm coming for you like a tempted hound. I'm coming for you like fury and sound.
Amelia Curran is arguably one of Canada's greatest songwriters, as demonstrated by her incredible body of work. She released the critically acclaimed album They Promised You Mercy back in 2014, which spawned a slew of praiseworthy songs, including that one, Coming For You. Amelia, we wish you all the best and look forward to hearing from you again very soon. Let's close off MTP 121 and the first half of our last decade retrospective with the Sam Roberts Band. From 2014's smashing success, Low Fantasy, here's The Hands of Love. Tune in next time as we celebrate our top Canadian albums from 2015 to 2019. And as always, thanks for listening and enjoy the music.
Empty your eyes, they're gonna see. said, I'll see you there, my friends. We'll be together there.